A few years ago, huge investments into a type of coal used to make steel put three Powder River Basin companies into bankruptcy. Now the same resource is helping support two of those companies through tough times, Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Wyoming is known for its thermal coal, the type used to generate electricity and heat. Peabody Energy and Arch Coal are the two largest U.S. coal miners and major players in the Powder River Basin. For years, PRB Coal has been the cornerstone of their portfolios. But Vic Sveck, Senior Vice President with Peabody Energy, says that's getting tougher.
What we have seen are continued power plant retirements in the U.S. and Europe. That trend is nothing new, and we would expect that to continue.
Thermal coal production in the PRB is down. Natural gas and renewables are becoming cheaper to use, while coal-fired power plants retire in greater numbers. Peabody's revenue for PRB Coal decreased last year by nearly 10%. For Arch Coal, down 20% from the year before. A recent investor report called the PRB the weakest coal basin today. But a different part of the two companies' portfolios has helped pick up the slack.
Certainly the last couple of years, metallurgical coal has been a standout from an earnings contributor and a margin percentage basis.
Metallurgical, or met coal, is mainly used to create steel. Wyoming doesn't produce it. But companies that operate here, like Peabody and Arch, have mines full of it elsewhere. Peabody's revenue from met coal went up 10% over the past few years. Arch's went up 43%. Sveck says strong prices from huge demand have helped.
We've had margins on our Australia met and thermal that are probably running at about double the pace of our Powder River Basin margins.
And in federal filings, the two companies are sticking with met, liking the near-term outlook. Both bought a metallurgical coal mine in the southeast U.S. in December of last year. Peabody will also produce a few million more tons next year as one of their Australian mines comes back online. Matt Preston is a coal expert with Wood Mackenzie, a consultant group. He says the resource is providing a backbone to the company's balance sheets in tough times.
And the fact that they may have met operations to help them over some tight spots could keep them around until such point as the market stabilizes.
Josh Rhodes agrees. He's a coal expert at the University of Texas. He says there's a few benefits that met coal has that Wyoming's type thermal doesn't. For one, industries need met coal to produce steel, but utilities can have other options to generate electricity, like natural gas. Plus, Rhodes says met is a little less socially controversial than thermal.
There's a big social movement against the use of thermal coal for pollution and carbon emissions. But no one's really organized a campaign against steel.
Both Rhodes and Wood Mackenzie's Preston agree met coal is filling the void for thermal, but it can't save the resource. Preston says the downfall of thermal is a much larger problem.
The future of the thermal market, especially for Wyoming thermal coal, is kind of bleak right now. So it's going to be problematic going forward. Whether their met properties will be enough to keep that going.
Preston says even so, he doesn't see either company leaving the Powder River Basin. Maybe just continue production decreases. A recent report from Moody's Investor Service found 2019 doesn't look any better for thermal. It found weak business prospects for Powder River Basin coal producers. But Peabody Energy's Vic Sveck says he sees a long and successful future for Powder River Basin coal. There's just an emphasis on something else for now.
It's our job to make our Powder River Basin mines and really all of our mines as competitive as possible to ensure that that we're able to weather those storms in best fashion.
In federal filings, Arch Coal wrote it believes global steel production will remain well-balanced with moderate continued growth. If that's true, it bodes well for two of Wyoming's largest companies. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.